The Trust Pages. When I was in seclusion, the 7.5 months over the cusp of 1990-1991, in which I was virtually unplugged from human interaction and plugged in to receive vast memory of who we are, where we come from, why we're here, and where we're heading, I scribed a manuscript. Towards the end of weeks of writing and months of being mentored by non-physical intelligences, I was told that the book you are scribing is a present-day version of the Bible. You can imagine how intrigued I was by this, slightly overwhelmed and quizzically perplexed. These intelligences proceeded to convey to me in utter credulity that all questions ever asked by humanity will be answered in this book. They were referring to the big questions, the existential ones we all ask deep down inside and that some of us fear to ever know, simply because they are so huge beyond the day-to-day scope of focus of our Commission One ego. Now I was flabbergasted. Surely this will require thousands of pages. I innocently ebbed my question out into space, as we humans tend to do when we are deep in thought. Coupled with it was a faint, innocent doubt in my personal ability to rise to this task, for I am merely a human, no different than anyone I had ever met. Their reply came immediately, as if they were hearing every word my curious mind was formulating. 10 pages. You will need 10 pages or less. Now they really had my attention. How could anyone possibly communicate deft responses to all the big questions in 10 pages or less? A few days later, they began to dictate, and I, trained aptly as I was by then, began meticulously discerning the code, the energy they were transmitting through me, to me, as words, and I began to write. Here's the gist, the miraculous brevity of their reply.